What's up, guys, and welcome back to this podcast with me, Zoe. Today we're going to be reading verses and pages and trying to understand all about the rapture. This is the first one. John 14:3. When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am, and you know the way to where I am going. No, we don't know, Lord, Thomas said, we have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you really have known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip? And yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I'll tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, If you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another. Who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads him into all the truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them, they are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. So that is exactly explaining that of how Jesus is going to come back for his people. It said that in 14:3. John 14:3. It said, When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me. And then it said, Where am I? And then it went to number 4. So what it's exactly saying, why I read the whole entire thing is that God is, well, not God, Jesus is saying that he's going to be coming back to earth soon, for he can grab his people, take his people. Sorry, my throat is sore. Sorry. And he's basically going to take his people, and then they're talking about these other people who were from the past, when with Israel, and God was on earth with them, and everything, and just talking all about that right there, and all of that then. And they should have this story on Superbook for kids. If you want to listen to the whole entire story, there it's on Superbook. And we're moving on. We're going to be going on a link I found. It has a lot of scriptures about the rapture. It's really nice. I kind of read a little bit before we started this. And it says what's going to happen with some verses as well. This is what it says. The rapture. The raising of the church into heaven. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 is the next event on the prophetic calendar. The rapture is when Christ comes back and takes every Christian that is still on this earth and resurrects all of those who have died and takes them to heaven with him. In 1 Thessalonians 5:1 through 8, Paul expresses that the Lord's return will be like a thief in the night. No one knows the date or time, however, there are several signs of the end times that we can all be aware of the events, such as earthquakes and diseases, war, dispute among nations, and persecution against Christians are all signs leading to the rapture. Wondering about the timing of the rapture can cause confusion and anxiety for a lot of people. For ages, people have tried to figure out the exact and time the prophecy of Jesus will return. Will happen. The best place to turn for answers about the rapture is the scripture. We have complete Bible verses about the rapture for you to read and study. God tells us everything we need to know in the Bible. There are some things that God has left a mystery for us. Let us be confident in what he has revealed in life, a life of joy, knowing we will spend eternity in heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. John 14:3. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also be where I am. Luke 2:20. However, do not rejoice that the Spirit submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Mark 13:32. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Revelation 3:10. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come on the whole world to test my inhabitants on of the earth. Matthew 24:30-31. Then will appear the sign of the Son, man in heaven, and then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of the Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. 31. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end to the other heaven, from one end of the heavens to the other. God wants to speak to you. Philippians 3:20-21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we are eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Romans 8:18-19. Now we're going to read this little verse first. The pain that you've been feeling cannot compare to the joy that's coming. Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all of Judah and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:7-8. He said to them, It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judah and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So all of these is a saying, all of these verses are saying that God is going to be coming to you. The last one I just read, he's saying that when you go to heaven, you are not going to feel no more pain. You're not going to feel any more struggle. You're not going to feel any sadness. Well, you're going to probably be crying with joy, but like not crying with sadness. And you're going to mean what you say. You're going to live a life where it's actually going to be perfect, because heaven is perfect. Because God made it. God made heaven to be perfect for people who deserve it, for those who earned it, for those who followed his commandments, for those who followed him and who loved him and who believed in him and who followed him. If you didn't get the part where he said that about the time and date, only God knows, not even his son Jesus knows. Not even Jesus knows when he's going to come. Not even the angels know when he's going to come. Only God knows. And he will send Jesus and the angels with the loud trumpets when it's all going to start to begin. Now, I hope you all have fun cracking all those mysteries that you just read. In my opinion, I got what I read because when I read them, I feel like I know what he's talking about because of all the things I've read in the Bible. That's what I understand. That's what I understand when I read all these verses. Because when I read the verses, it helps me understand more of also what's saying in the Bible. And when I read the Bible, it helps me understand what the verses are saying. It helps me understand what God's saying. Especially that my mom, when I was little, she would always tell me she would always read to me in the Bible. And she would always make me understand it. And most of it, I honestly remember what she told me. Now, I hope you have a wonderful day today. Have fun at school, work, at home, night, morning, whatever, because this travels through the whole world. And I hope you all have a wonderful day and pray to God. And if you're ever feeling a struggle or anything, always go up to God. You don't have to tell a human. You can always tell God anything because he already knows what's going to happen. You already know what happens. And you could always talk to him to let your feelings out. I know there's people who don't like talking to people about it, but I know you would love to talk about it with God, because God, he will always keep it in his heart for you. He will always help you with it. That's just the best way to help you. I hope you all have a wonderful day, or morning, night, wherever. And we love you all. God bless you all. And I hope you have a wonderful day today. And please give this podcast a 5-star rating. We're trying to grow. And try to favorite this podcast if you would like. And try to share with your friends. Bye.